and to make sure that we don't get overcommitted, because we're going to end up violating those and then getting discouraged and guilt trip your life. Be patient. Be kind to yourself. Start small. Go slow. It was interesting to see another great movie, The Dead Poets Society, how this new literature teacher attempted to help his students become empowered. He took them through some very fascinating creative experiences. The school itself was a very prestigious prep school, which was deep not into empowerment, but deep into control and training. Its paradigm was basically, we have it, you kids don't have it, you've come to us to get it, congratulations, your parents are smart in bringing to us, we have the prestige, if you obey the rules, you too will get it, you'll become one of us. By the way, they said, we have a new teacher here. His paradigm was this, we don't have it, you think we have it, we don't. You don't realize you have it, you do. It's my job to help you realize you have it. So then he'd give them various experiences. One point he actually had them tear up part of a textbook. He wanted to say to them, you too can write a verse in poetry. You too can make something happen. But one of the scenes I like is just a short segment where he has the students walk into the room, the first day of his class. He walks through the room. They're all in their structured, controlled way, waiting for the instructions, the training to put stuff into them. And he's into true education to get stuff to come out of them. He takes them out into the hall, shows them pictures of students who, as he puts, are now fertilizing daffodils. Then he has them look at that wall, and he says, get up close, and you can hear them bequeath their legacy to you. Carpe diem. Carpe diem. Seize the day.